welcome to Transcendental Transformation, the place where spirituality and transformation unite. Host Miss Raina imparts truth so that you can break through your limiting beliefs and evolve into a deeper consciousness. As you go about your day, remember, before every breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Transcendental Transformation. As always, I'm your host, Miss Raina, and today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2016. We are coming live from the beautiful city of West Palm Beach, Florida. I hope all of you are well. It is raining down here. I don't know. It's one of those, I guess it's that week where it just is going to rain all week long. Every time I look out the window, it's just raining, and a big storm just moved in. So I don't know how it's going to be, but I would like to actually go for some. If you were kept up with my social media, I'm actually taking a week off. This is really hard. You guys know that I like to exercise. I play softball like four nights a week, and I'm always active. I'm always riding my bike, hiking, doing different stuff. And my body's just worn out because this past week we won our Thursday night softball championship. So I'm really, really excited about that. We won our division. We won the playoffs. It was so exciting. We beat a team that wasn't that was undefeated for the last 3 years, and they were a really, really good team. And so it was really, really nice to finally like break through that, you know, that barrier and crack it and become the champs. But then we got playoffs going on Friday night. We got games Sunday night and Sunday day, and it is just all day long, and my body doesn't rest. Well, my body's finally starting to say, you know what, Ms. Raina, you need a break. And so this week I have decided from last Saturday that I was going to take a week off because our Sunday night leagues are off and our Thursday night league takes a break right now and our next game is until Friday. So I said, you know what, I'm not going to work out. I'm not going to do this. And let me tell you, people, it has been so very difficult. It has been so hard. It feels like a withdrawal addiction. I have been like every day I look out, I'm like, oh, just one little more bike ride. Just one little, if I just go to the gym, I'll just do a very light workout. And I have to stop myself and say, nope, Miss Raina, you have to relax. You have to. So what I've been doing is I've been trying to take naps throughout the day when I'm not working. I've been just resting. I've been, of course, eating healthy, my energy level is coming back. My body feels better just within 3 days. So I'm excited to have our playoffs come this Friday because I plan on winning another championship on Friday. If that goes true, then on our fast pitch league, I expect, because we have a very good team, a championship quality team against all the other teams, I expect to win three championships within the next couple of months. So I'm excited for that. Well, I've been going through your guys' emails lately. And, you know, I've been noticing that there's a similar question that you guys have been asking me lately. Why are there no call-ins anymore? And I tell you that no one really called in. When I used to have it a long time ago, especially when I used to have my co-host Melissa, we used to have call-ins. And the funny thing is not too many people did. But also, Blog Talk allows you to call in the guest call-in number. And you can listen to the radio show that way if you don't want to use up your bytes or your data or whatever they call it. And, so you sit there and you're trying, and, you know, I don't know on the switchboard, I don't know who's calling in for the actual show and who's calling in just to listen. And since we have so many people that used to be like, no, I'm just calling in to listen to the show, you know, it kind of seemed like it disrupted the flow and it was really hard for me to tell. So I figured, and especially a lot of you like just to hear, I guess, me talk, which is funny because I thought, you know, the show does flow better when I'm actually just talking and when I have guests on and it's kind of scripted in that way. But you know, I mean, please feel free to write in. A lot of you guys listen to the archives anyways. You know, we have a good amount of listeners for the live show, but compared to the archive listens, it's way off the chain. So I guess I figured that would be the best. So, I mean, if a lot of you guys want to call in and have it more active, I would love that actually, but for right now it's just not worth it. So that's why. A lot of you are also requesting my dog pictures for Nira. And, you know, she has her own Facebook page. Yes, I'm that type of mom that created her own Facebook page. But so if you want to see her, because I'm not going to post it on the Transcendental Transformation Radio website. I'm not going to post it on, you know, my own personal webpage or anything or the Facebook pages. So she has her own Facebook. So just Facebook / Nira Rain. Rain is spelled R-A-Y-N-E. Or you can just go through my social media and find her that way. I'm always posting pictures of her. But yeah, I like to keep things separate. You know, business and pleasure should be separate, right? Well, if you joined us last week, we talked about contracts, agreements, and life plans. And I got to say, this was the absolutely most popular show by numbers so far today. I was shocked how many people just tuned in and listened to this show. I mean, our numbers are growing. We're reaching more and more states and different countries. And I'm really, really excited. But the numbers for this, so it told me that at least that type of topic was very much of interest. So, you know, there are so many people that just wrote in with emails and questions and likes that, because they said, you know what, that really put things in perspective for me. It allowed me to see things differently and resolve like my emotions. They noticed that once they understood that they were in contract with these people, and these people were, you know, were here to help us grow. You know, they were able to resolve some of the leftover emotions, some of the leftover anger and resentment. And how easily does that happen? It does. When you truly understand that at such a heart deep and soul level, it just changes your perspective about life right away. But a lot of you did have a hard time, and I told you that you guys would have a hard time with it. The people who hurt you the most, care about you the most, that they actually sign a contract. There were some people that wrote and say, Miss Raina, you know, I love you. I listen to your show a lot, but I have a hard time swallowing that pill. And I know that it is a hard time to swallow it, or a hard pill to swallow. It is, but it is truthful, because the people that we sign these contracts with have to go in with these lessons, and often we have some sort of energetic bond with, and that's the reason why we pick them, is because they have that energy with us, and so and they care about us, they want us to grow, and sometimes we have to take those villainous roles in order for us to grow. And you know, and it's hard to believe, because we look at life in such a different way. Because we're so young and so immature as far as our spiritual evolution, we can't fathom that. But I guarantee you, as time goes on, what I'm talking about today is going to be like an everyday thing, like looking at a tree. Oh, it's a tree. Okay, I understand it. Yeah, I got it. And that's what's going to be. But for right now, some of this is going to seem a little difficult, because it's like trying to understand pre-calculus as a second grader. It's just going to take some time. So before you reject any ideas, just kind of sit and ponder, well, what if Miss Raina is right in this? Well, what if her information is factual? Because again, I have nothing to lose. So by telling false lies or anything like that. So just try to understand it. Try to think about it without having the ego or having your own conditioned belief system get in the way of it. But yes, it is true that we control everything, you know, from everything in our life, from who we are, the way we look, the people in our lives, the relationships we have, the jobs we're going to have, every experience. And it's a wonderful thing, because that means you and you alone are 100% involved in your life. And there is no puppeteer out there playing you. There is no karmic law coming out to get you, or universe that says, oh, well, you know, I'm going to make you this way and I'm going to make you this way. No, everybody is made to order by you. And that's such a wonderful and powerful thing. So if you missed it, it's in the archives. Go check it out. Tonight is all about understanding of self through acceptance. How many of you struggle to be accepted by groups and people of like mind, or are always in search for a home within these social settings? So many of us are looking to be accepted. Acceptance is such a hard concept to get, because we understand the definition. We understand that acceptance means to accept something in, to accept something and try to understand it. But acceptance towards ourselves seems to change a little bit, because for so many of us, life becomes a daily struggle. We struggle to find our friends. We We struggle to find groups. We struggle to find places to belong to. And, you know, so we go searching for these groups. We go searching for people that are going to accept us, that are going to make us feel grow. And even we often find that even within the like-minded people and groups, it can be difficult. You look around. Some of us will look around and we'll sit there and say, well, you know, everyone has friends and family. You know, these set of groups have all these friends and this set of group has all this family. And all these people get invited out to parties and events. And, you know, and you go out there. You really make an effort to go out there and try to find like-minded people, try to find these groups, try to find a family. But even sometimes within like-minded people, you're on an island all by yourself, aren't you? And it just seems impossible to connect. And let me tell you, it is very tough out there. If you're like me, because I got to be honest with you, one of the reasons why I chose to do this show is because most of my students that come to me struggle with this. And I struggled with this myself for many, many years. If you've listened to the show, if you've known me personally, you know that I have a hard time with being accepted into friends. I have a hard time being accepted by family. I have a hard time being accepted in social groups, even of like mind. It has been a very, very difficult place for me. And it has been a lifetime of struggles and concerns and worries and feeling loneliness and all these emotions that came up. Because I was always searching. And so what did I do? I went out and I traveled. And because I felt it odd, you know, I felt really odd. I was like, wow, I mean, I am human, right? I do have a human body. Why don't people like me? Why don't I fit in here? Even in the LGBT community, why don't I feel like I fit in? Even among spiritual people, why don't I fit in? No matter what group I go to, why don't I fit in? And so what I did is I went out and I went traveling around and I went from state to state, place to place, school to school. And I said, okay, I'm going to find my people. I'm going to find my tribe. I'm going to find the group that accepts me and makes me feel like the family, makes me feel like friends, that invites me to the parties, that invites me to the events, a place where I belong. Because you know what I used to ask myself when I would go out? I would ask myself, well, what's wrong with me? Why when I go out, why am I not accepted? Why do people not like me? Why right off the bat do people all of a sudden seem to judge me and shut the door on me? And I couldn't figure it out, because even when I went out traveling, even when I went out, no matter what state I lived in, what town I lived in, it always seemed to run over. It always was the same old song and dance. And, you know, people would like me at first. It would be it was like kind of like a firework, you know. It goes off hot and heavy, and then it comes crashing down just as fast. People would be like, oh, Miss Raina, you're so awesome. And then all of a sudden, 2 days later, all of a sudden they would dislike me. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I didn't realize that there are so many aspects to this, to understanding self, and there's so many aspects that were going on. But I was looking at it in such a limited way, because I was looking at it, well, what was wrong with me? Why does everybody else have friends? Why does everybody else have groups? Well, you know, there are just some people that, you know, they just are the life of the party. Everybody loves them and everybody surrounds themselves with us. Well, you know what? We're just not those people. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I actually have learned to love that. And actually, I have come to an understanding that I don't want to be that type of person. And you know what? That's okay for me. But maybe you want to be that type of person. Maybe you want to be the type of person that is surrounded by people, that people love you, that people, you know, you want to have parties, you want to have people over, you want to have group settings, you want to go do things with people, and you just want to experience life. So is there anything wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with that idea? Is there anything, is there something that we need to shift? Is there anything wrong with us? Absolutely not. Nothing is absolutely wrong with us. Everybody is their unique individual, and everybody has their own ways. But we do need to change our perception about who we are and what we see in the world. Because maybe through past experiences, maybe we do have personality traits that, you know, maybe people rub people the wrong way. Like, I know I'm very blunt. I'm very truthful. I'm very honest. And a lot of times people have a hard time with that, don't they? Even people that say they're truthful, because people lie. You know, it is hard to be truthful in a world full of people who lie. It is very tough. And when you tell the truth, not meaning to offend people, not meaning to hurt them, but when you tell people the truth, because of their own insecurities or whatever's going on in their life, they take it as a hurtful or defensive way. And for someone who's truthful, and it's just like, hey, I'm being your friend by being honest, it could really cause chaos in our life. So maybe, just maybe, it's meant that we're not to fit in. Maybe it's meant that we're meant to stand out. Maybe we're meant to stand out of the crowd. Maybe we're meant to be the 6-foot person in a group of 5-foot people. Maybe we're meant not to be a part of that crowd. Maybe there is something special in store for us. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsor.
With so many fads and gimmicks in today's world, it's crucial to understand the choices we make regarding what we ingest and apply to our bodies. KM Botanicals Custom Fusion Herbal Products help make those choices simple and smart. They use only the purest sourced ingredients that produce high-quality products your body will love. Their specialized custom blends are scientifically formulated to establish and maintain a healthy, radiant external as well as internal domain. KM Botanicals custom formulas are clinically developed by a licensed esthetician to suit your individual needs. Relish in the full line of therapeutic grade essential oils, or get creative and combine their high quality raw ingredients to create your own blends. With custom blends, KM Botanicals prides themselves on the promise that your products will be formulated and tailored just for you. Simply visit kmbotanicals.com to download your personal questionnaire and get started. That's kmbotanicals.com or call 954-281-5613 for more info. Give your body the healthy look it's been craving with KM Botanicals.
So how do we look at our life? How do we look at ourselves? Is our perception a negative one? Do we look at the world and ourselves in a negative way? And yes, I know I'm going to use my no-no words, but are we looking at ourselves in a negative way? Are we looking at ourselves and saying, hey, the world is rejecting me. There's nothing wrong with me. Maybe we truly believe that there's nothing wrong because there isn't. But maybe we look at the world as everybody in the world rejects me. Because I know for many years, that's the way I looked at them. You know, I would sit there and say, okay, well, obviously, you know, well, that's nice that I'm not meant to fit in. But why does everybody have to reject me? Why is it so difficult for somebody to enjoy my company? Why is it so hard? Why does everybody have to shun me out? Now, why, if I'm looking at myself as an outcast, if I'm looking at myself as being rejected, well, then guess what's going to happen every single day of my life? I'm already creating a barrier for my life to allow that to happen. And that's because in myself, I'm already choosing to build a wall. So I already have these experiences. I already have these ideas that have happened to me. I've gone out, you know, and have people that may have not liked me or may have said something or done something or had an experiences that caused a little bit of pain and hurt. And all of a sudden, my way of dealing with it is to feel rejected, to feel outcast, to feel not part of the crowd, to not feel fit in or belong. And so right away, what am I going to do? I'm going to shift everything and say, okay, well, if they're going to reject me, I'm going to reject them. And it's a vicious cycle. And so we must ask ourselves, if one of the first things we're going to have to ask ourselves, why is it so important for you to fit into this group? Or to fit in with these people or this particular person? Why is it so important for you to do that? What are you looking for? What are you looking to gain? Do you think that in your mind, do you think that you're going to gain a sense of self? Do you think that you're going to gain a sense of happiness Or maybe it's even love. Maybe you're so adamant about being with this person because you feel that if you're with this person, I'm going to gain love. And then we're basing our value on what? We're basing our value on what we have, right? Because I actually just lost a student just this past week. Actually a couple of weeks ago, I lost and one of the problems that this student had was that they always had issues with jumping with a relationship. They based their whole value on a relationship. And sure enough, they ran into somebody and they want to be with them. So they stopped all the work that they were doing, all the progress, and they went head over heels for them, and they went right after them, and they gave up everything because no matter what we were learning, they were still basing their value and their sense of self on somebody else. They were looking to gain acceptance and an understanding of self through the love of somebody else. But as we know, that's not possible. We know, if we've listened to this show enough, we know that nobody can give us anything. Only us can give ourselves any fulfillment that we want. Sure, someone can care about us, but that doesn't mean that's transferable. Sure, someone could have love for us, but that's not transferable. And I know some of you out there may agree, because I get letters from you guys once in a while that say, well, I disagree, because when I love my wife, you know, I love her and she feels it. No, she feels that love within herself. It does not radiate from you. You create it in you. You feel it within you, and she feels it within her. But it's her own love. It's her own sense. And a lot of time, it's a false sense, because if you are gaining a sense of self through a relationship or through a group or through whoever it is, then it is a false sense. And that means when that relationship, if it comes to an end, that means you will crumble as fast as that relationship does. And you will be a disaster and a mess without that relationship, because your whole value was based on somebody else. And so you can only learn to love yourself. You can only learn to gain a sense of self or happiness through yourself. And this is why you are struggling so hard to fit in. This is why you are so adamant about going out into the world and trying to find these groups. I mean, it's for some of you, I know, trust me, I did this when I was very young. I wanted to fit in so much, because right away my guides were constantly telling me that I'm never going to fit in. And right away it was holding true. And so I just wanted to be a part of the group. I just wanted to be a part of, you know, my friends, and just go along with them. And so I sacrificed everything. And we often do, don't we? We will sacrifice anything and everything for us in order for us to find value. But you can't have value off material items, can you? You can't have value off of a job. You can't have value off of how many friends that love you. You can't have value of the number of friends. You can't even have value if you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, children. And I know a lot of people will sit there and say, well, my life is enriched by these people. And yes, you create that. You create that sense of enrichness within you through other people. But still, if that is taken away, then who are we? Then what do we become? Where is our sense of value? Where is the understanding and the acceptance of self? Because I know so many people, you hear people about when the relationships end, they commit suicide. How many of us, a lot of my clients they struggle so much with relationships, and they're so eager to go find something because there is no understanding of self. And the basic bottom line is they don't accept themselves. Because their whole outlook is taught through external validation. You have always been conditioned to go externally. From day one through school, you're taught that you need to learn school. You need to go get good grades in order to get a job, and the job will make you happy. You need to get a wife or a husband. You need to have kids. You need to have that. You are conditioned to find acceptance through external validation. And as we find out, for people that are trying for people who pick out a path of individuality, because a lot of older souls will pick out paths of the individuality. And so what happens is, that's what they, sorry, my dog was just annoying me. But what happens is they sit there and they will, and the individuality, and so they can't find, So the individual, okay, let me take a break for a second. Let me take this thing. The individuality of the people will sit there, and for the older souls will have that where they're able to. It's hard for people to fit in because they're growing. They don't need the identities anymore that they have. They're looking in their minds and they're saying, okay, well, I need to find myself, because as a young adult, as someone who is sitting there and having the ideas of following, as someone who sits there and needs to follow the other people, as someone who has spent many lifetimes of finding self-happiness and love and through external validation, now I'm on a road where I don't need that anymore. And so as we tend to step away from that, as we tend to look at that, external validation doesn't do it for us anymore. And we start to feel a sense of loneliness. We start to feel a sense of separation. But I tell you that this is one of the best parts out there. This is one of the most greatest parts and the most wonderful thing about becoming an individual. Because in your mind, you're looking at people and saying, well, why is that not me, right? But it's not. But we need to change that perception from why is it not me to what am I going to learn about myself? Okay, so obviously I wrote this in my life to separate from the world. I wrote this in my life to be an individual. I wrote this specifically not to belong. For what reason? Because we're looking for our own identity. Now, when we're a younger soul, when we're into our adult soul and our adult our childhood or our adult side, then what ends up happening is we're looking for a specific identity. When we're in our youth and everything, we're always looking for that. And our identity, we understand that we cannot get from others. Our identity is not going to come from another, or it's not going to come from a group. It's not going to come from a loved one. It's not going to resolve the challenges and hurts. And most of the time, that's why we're looking to fit in. We're looking to fit in, right? Because we want this group, because if this group accepts us, then we don't feel as lonely anymore. If this person accepts us, then maybe the pain from the past will go away. And it's not gained. It's not gained that way. We look at our external environment and we say, okay, well, all of our happiness is going to come to us. So what does that mean to us? What does the identity mean to us? If we're looking for a sense of identity, then what does it mean? And what it means to us is that it's going to give us value, because that's the first thing that we're looking for. We're looking from value from somebody else, and we're going to shift our perception to ourselves, because if we're true individuals, if we're true on our own path and we're doing what we need to do for us, then we're gaining acceptance by adding value to self. We find a figure of belonging through ourselves, through our own identity, and we find acceptance through our own identity. When you have that separation and you're looking, it's the sense of feeling separated from groups that aren't giving you that sense, because your idea is that, okay, well, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to find myself through the world. So if I have this job, then I feel like somebody because I have this. If I have 10,000 friends, I feel like somebody because I have this. But we're still not accepting ourselves. So a true finding of identity means finding oneself without following others. And that's very important. Why is that very important for us? Because so many of us think that, right, the fitting in is going to gain us. It's going to resolve the loneliness. It's going to resolve the emotions. And that's why many of you have a hard time with accepting of self, is because we're lonely. Our emotions are running rampant. We're either hurt, we're either distraught, we've been trampled on by relationships, we've been trampled on, and plain and simple, we don't like us. And that is a difficult situation to handle, is when we do not like ourselves, when we have this rejection of self, there will never be a resolve of emptiness or loneliness. There'll never be a gain of self. And that's what happens. Most of us feel like, well, if people like us, then I'm going to like me.
And I know many of you have said that. If I go out and I'm the popular one, and this is why so many of us follow the herd. This is why so many of us will change who we are and gain who we are in order for people to like us. We will lose everything. We will lose our identity. We will lose our self-acceptance. We will lose our self-love, all in order to fit in. Because in reality, if we're part of the herd, then that means we're well-liked. But being a part of the herd does not mean we're well-liked. It just means we are able to follow others blindly. And when the more we follow the herd, the more lost we become. And that is exactly why your life is so chaotic. That's exactly why your life is so confusing. Is because, as I said, you're instantly rejecting yourself. And until you learn to understand yourself and say, you know what, I'm going to start making my own decisions. I'm going to stop with the excuses. I'm going to stop going out there. I'm going to stop trying to be liked. And I'm going to be myself. What, regardless of how people feel. And this is a tough idea to handle. A lot of us sit there and think we're individuals, but we're not, because we're so easily ready to go along with our friends. We're so easily ready to sacrifice how we feel and what we think to go along with people. And this creates chaos. You know, my life has never been better than the day I started choosing to be me. When it was at its most chaotic, when I was partying, when I was just choosing to go along, when I was rejecting myself with who I am in all aspects of my life, it was complete chaos. It was a complete mess. And that's the reason why I wanted to party all the time, because, hey, I didn't want to look at myself. I didn't want to understand myself. I hated myself. I didn't want to accept myself. All I wanted to do was just party, get through life, and go through the next one. And every day was just a chore. I got to ask you people, how many of you, is it just a constant struggle? If it really is a struggle to like yourself or to look in the mirror and truly see and love and like, and that's two separate things, to like and love yourself, and to see your own reflection and to like and love that and to accept you, and to look in that way, then it is difficult, but it's not impossible. It just takes work, and you have to be able to make those choices. You know, this show and everything that we work on is always about choice, right? It's always about choice. Every day you're presented with choices. Every moment you're presented with choices, and you have a choice to either want to fit into somebody or a group, or to sacrifice your own needs. You have a choice to eat healthy or not. You have a choice to go to the gym. You have a choice to dabble into the emotions. You have a choice to learn from. You have so many choices that's unbelievable how many times we get to choose us. But yet, as long as we're in this idea, and that's one of the reasons why I planned doing the contracts show, I kind of do these in succession, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, now that I've taught them about contracts, what else can I learn? Because if you understand that this is all contracts and these are all lessons and these are all meant for this specific idea, and you have a choice within those contracts, then all of a sudden you can say, wow, well, you know what, then I really have the power. And that really what down to, right? It really boils down to, I have the power. I have the choice to either try to learn to like myself, or I have the choice to reject myself. I have the choice to, when I go out and meet people, to either feel like I'm being rejected and feel like I'm the weird one or the odd one, or I have a choice to accept myself and love myself and become empowered and say, you know what, this is who I am, and the suit will follow. You all have that choice. So why don't you try that? Why don't you try liking yourself first? Why, before we even get to loving ourselves, why don't we try liking ourselves? And that means that we have to learn to accept ourselves. We have to learn to accept our looks and our features, even our characteristic traits. And that can be difficult. Sometimes we have characteristic traits that we may not like. We may have personality traits that we may not like that present us in the most challenges. But but those are the challenges to our contracts that teach us the most of understanding through self. So as long as everybody was looking at things as a positive or negative or right or wrong or bad and versus good, you're always going to lose the power of choice. You're always going to lose the power of the contract. And it's going to be a more difficult time for you to accept self and learn to like self than it will once you say, oh, well, this is just the challenge that I have to learn. And since now it's a challenge and I have to understand that it's a challenge and I can overcome a challenge because I'm a strong individual, because we all have that type of strength with us, now I can grow. We'll be right back after these messages.
A message from the life of Raina. We live in a world faced with many tough challenges. Our lives become chaotic and fill with disaster ever so quickly, most of the time before we even realize. Our issues beat down our mental mindset, and an imbalance of emotions become prevalent. The Life of Raina is dedicated to helping people on the deepest spiritual level. Miss Raina, the creator of Transcendental Development and Growth, works on your core issues and finds the solutions which allow you to break free from the emotional bondages of life, helping you achieve the life you've always wanted to live. Isn't it time that you lived life for you? Call the Life of Raina, 561-846-2190, and schedule your appointment today. That's 561-846-2190. Or email thelifeofraina@icloud.com.
So let's start by picking out things. Let's start by picking out characteristic traits or personality traits or features, whatever. Let's start out by picking the things that you dislike most about yourself. Because obviously that's what we're always focused on, right? It's very easy, you know, and that's funny because I trick people all the time. I always say, give me five things that you like about yourself. And they say one, maybe two, or sometimes not at all. But I say, okay, then give me five things that you dislike about yourself. And they can name a million things because we always focus on our challenges. We always focus on the things that we don't like and that give us the most chaos. But again, if we understand through self, through acceptance, that these are meant to teach us to accept ourselves, to teach us to like ourselves, to teach us to be ourselves without the rest of the people, then we can grow. So let's take the things that we dislike most about ourselves. Take the things that challenge us the most. Like maybe you're hyperactive. Maybe, you know, people call you annoying. I have, I'm hyperactive. I have a lot of energy. I've always had a lot of energy. I've had dyslexia. I have agoraphobia. And sometimes, you know, my personality, even when I get goofing around or different things like that, sometimes it becomes so much that, yeah, I've been called annoying throughout my life. People have disliked me because they say, oh, you know, Miss Raina, you never stop, you never slow down, at least in my younger years. And, you know, or maybe you're too serious a lot. Maybe you're one of those people that are so serious all the time and people are like, you know, they're never fun. They don't, you know, they don't do stuff. They're never fun. I want to go out and hang out with people. And so you shy away with that. And you wish that you were different, right? But if you look at that as a blessing and not a punishment, it changes our perspective because, hey, you know, I'm a very passionate person. I am very passionate. Some may say that it's aggression. Some may say that it's hyperactivity. I've had people I've dated, you know, tell me, oh, Miss Raina, you're too emotional. And, you know, and I used to believe that. I used to sit there and be like, I'm so emotional. You know, I wish I was less hyperactive. You know, because in school it would get me in trouble all the time through friends. You know, sometimes, like I said, I just didn't know when to stop. And I would always reject it. I'd be like, man, I have so many things that are just working against me. Nobody's ever going to be my friend. No one's ever going to like me. And let alone, I can't tell them about my psychic gifts or being a spirit guide or any of this stuff. Just on the human qualities alone, they already don't like me. So the wall is stacked against me already. And you know. And I fell into that trap. And for many years, this caused major depression. This caused major anxiety. This caused suicidal tendencies and all sorts of different things because I absolutely hated myself. And all I did was look at people and want to be different. I sat there and I would be like, wow, why can't I be like her? Why can't I have those characteristics? Why can't I be as popular as him? Why can't I do? And Lori would look at me and say, remember who you are. And I didn't get that at first. But, once I remembered who I am, things changed. And I said, I got into trouble a lot. Yeah, I lost a lot of friends. It cost me a lot of relationships. But when I realized and understood myself, and I realized that, you know what, this hyperactivity isn't a punishment. My sensitivity isn't a punishment. Me being too emotional isn't a punishment. It may present its challenge because I don't understand what it is. I don't understand how to work with it. Instead, it's running rampant. It's taking control of me. It's going all over the place and doing whatever it wants, and it has a hold on me. And why? Because I allowed it to happen, because I looked at it as a punishment. I looked at it at the time as a negative. I looked at it as this is just something that it's just set me up for people to hate me. But once I realized that, wow, these are gifts. My hyperactivity allows me to have more stamina than others, so I can work harder. It allows me to excel. My emotional side, my sensitivity allows my passion, allows the fire in me to keep going, to create this. It allows me to help others. It's my drive. It's my fuel to the fire. And all of a sudden, I changed perception. And all of a sudden, I became something so much more. I became strong. I became confident. I became empowered. And the next thing I know, my world around me changed. Because I realized that I no longer needed anybody. I no longer needed to fit in. That thirst, that desire to want to be along with people, to want to have people around me, to want to be just in any group that accepted me, anybody, to travel all over and just try to find somebody was no longer available. I didn't care to fit in. I didn't care to be liked. I didn't care about the cliques and the groups anymore. All I cared about was me. It was the most – I remember that day when it all clicked in. I remember that day so clearly. And, I've told my people who I talk to, or my friends and to students and stuff, I talk about that day all the time. It clicks in. And once it clicked in, it was like instant power. It was instant flame, because now all of a sudden, oh, look at all the tools, not all the handicaps I have. Look at all the tools I have in my belt to help me succeed, to help me understand who I am. And again, me being hyperactive doesn't give me a sense of identity. Me being too emotional doesn't give me a sense of identity. But what it helped me to do was find myself. Okay, teach me about myself. So if this is out of control, if I let it rampant, if I let my hyperactivity go, well, I had to learn how to eat healthy. And by learning how to eat healthy, that means I did research. That means I learned. I took classes. I have my doctorate and master's degrees in oriental medicine and alternative medicine, all because I was hyperactive and because I had dyslexia. And I was trying to find ways to help myself, to balance myself out. And it was amazing. So all these different things were teaching me. And I was like, wow, I was really interested in all this stuff. And I was learning so much about me. I was teaching myself acceptance. I was like, wow, well, you know what? Well, since this is such a fuel, since this is such an empowerment now, what can't I do? Well, you know what, Mr. Anna, you always wanted to do radio. You always wanted to do this. And you know what? Obviously, first thing in radio, they say never apologize and never stop in the middle of a show. And my dog comes in here, messes up my equipment, almost knocks it over, and I had to stop in the middle of the show. I am not trying to be perfect, but it will not stop me from being me, because I understand that. I don't plan to be perfect. I take my hyperactivity. I take my dyslexia. And you guys hear every week how many times I stutter, how many times I may say something backwards, and I write it. And I get lots of write-in, lots of jokes from you guys, which I love. But I own it. I own it because my identity is loving myself. My identity is believing in myself. My identity is not chasing false ideas anymore. I am not going to go around believing that the world hates me because it doesn't. It doesn't even know me. And the people who instantly reject me are already people that reject themselves because they can't. They can't have a sense of self if they don't want to try to understand. Anybody who doesn't want to try to understand you doesn't want to understand themselves, and they're not worth your time. You know, I love all people on this earth, but when we come as certain roles, we are accepting of certain roles, and we have to understand that although we may see light in everybody, they still have a certain role in that. And during that lifetime, that doesn't mean that I have to agree with that or I have to go with it. My distractions were the real issues. I went away chasing everything, and I bet you guys do too. How many of you use these ideas and these groups and all these different things as distractions for the real issue, that we don't like ourselves, right? We're unhappy. We're unhappy with who we are. We're unhappy with our relationships. We're unhappy with so many things. And you thought that if I just fit into this group, if I'm just accepted by this group or this class or this people or this relationship or whatever it is, it's going to give me the happiness that I'm looking for. It's going to make me feel accepted. But you don't. You will never learn that. You will never understand that until you learn to walk on your own. You must learn to walk on your own. You must learn to carve your own path and to be you regardless of what anybody else says. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes that does suck. Sometimes it is hard. Sometimes it is very challenging. You know, I get made fun of every other day about something. People always constantly say something to me. People are always constantly challenging me, telling me I'm wrong. You know, even with this radio show, we get a lot of write-ins that are very thankful, but we do get our people that are just always looking to put you down. And you know, you just got to take it. You just got to understand who you are. You got to understand and accept yourself and take the shots when they're going to happen, and be strong, because you're going to find that the moment you understand yourself and accept yourself, all of a sudden, a lot of that stuff doesn't hurt. Yeah, you know, it may get you sore sometimes. You may take a few lumps, but it doesn't hurt like it used to, and it doesn't bother, and it doesn't last, because you understand. And you're like, you know what? Okay, that's cool. That's nice that you feel like that. Then go on your merry way. And that's as simple as that. I realize that I choose now to be the loner, not for the reasons of fear, not for the reasons of not being accepted, not for the reasons of going out and getting beat up by the world. But I choose the loner of being a loner for myself, because I love understanding myself. Knows that the more time I spend with myself, the more I understand. And there's always so much more to grow. There's always so much more to learn about, and that I can go and make the decisions for myself because I understand who I am. And when there is a chaotic point in my life, or when there is a challenge in my life, I withdraw, and I sit there and I say, okay, well, let me sit with myself and let me understand what the situation is. I no longer take advice from anybody because I trust myself. I know that I know what I'm doing. And you know what? Whether I choose for a decision, when I make a decision, I stick with it. So whether it's going to create chaos in my life or it's going to create, you know, harmony in my life, I'm going to stick with it because everything is going to make me grow better. And I know that because I understand who I am. I am no longer afraid to make a decision on my own. I'm no longer afraid to step on. I love being in this position. And when you love and accept yourself in that understanding, you won't need to go out and search for everybody, because everything you're searching for is within. And that may sound cliche, that may sound corny, that may sound like it's redundant, because we hear that so many times. But if you listen to this show because you're looking for a sense of self, that holds itself true. You know, you must make that decision to like yourself. You must make the decision for you. You must make you as the decision. Yeah, well, if you're going to decide that you're going to let fear control you, if others dislike you, well, then you're always going to be in this rut. If you're going to choose, if you're going to decide that everybody else is going to make the decisions for you, then, you know, then the world is always going to be against you or reject you. You're never going to fit in because there's no sense of self when people are making decisions for you. You know, I get it. I was deathly afraid of the world. I was. And everybody who knows me, I have no problem opening up. My book is, or my life is an open book. I have no problem. I used to be deathly afraid of this world because the world was mean and nasty at times. But you know what? What did I do? I made it my own. I went out there and made it my own. I created a world where I was a star, the starring Miss Raina, the Miss Raina show. And in this world, there was no judgment. There was no hate. There was no chaos. There was no self-destruction. There was no self-distraction. There was none of that. The only thing I allowed in my life was people who respected me. People who accepted me 100%. I am big on acceptance and big on respect. We don't have to agree. As a matter of fact, I don't want to have friends and people that agree with me all the time because that's boring and that's not really open-mindedness. No, I want people of different cultures, different races, different thought processes, different things, because it keeps me well-rounded and makes sure that I respect and accept them just as much as I want to. But in my world, I only allow people that respect and accept me 100%, and they must be open-minded. They must push light and not hate, because I tell you, the world I used to live in, the world out there, the world that you're living in now that's full of judgment and hate and chaos is because you're allowing it. Why don't you make this world your own? Make it the whoever show. Go out there. You be the star in it. You make sure that you create this world. Whatever world you want to do, you actually have the power. And you know what? I built this world. I built everything in it. I built the radio show. I built the Life of Raina, the websites, the businesses, everything. I worked on myself to resolve challenges. I spent, after my last relationship, because I realized I had some stuff to work on, I spent the last 5 years or 4 years working on myself before I decided I was going to get out in the world. And everyone said, Miss Raina, what happened to you? Where did you go? I said, I needed to work on myself. And I said, but that long? It's like, absolutely. I didn't talk to many friends. I would go out here and there, but I didn't. I never dated. I made sure that I resolved my challenges. Because in Miss Raina's world, I had this idea of what I wanted. I resolved the challenges. I resolved the emotion. I learned to love myself and respect myself and understand the challenges that were presented in the last set of challenges. And I learned to harness the gifts. Because even in my last relationship, it was the same way. It was like, well, you know, you're too emotional. You're too sensitive. Well, yes, that's a blessing. That helps me do what I need to do. That helps me help my students. It helps me teach. It helps me all the. If I don't have the sensitivity to feel what my students and the people around me are going through, how can I help them? So how are you looking at that? And I said, you know what? No more. The people around me are going to look at this as a gift and not a punishment. They're going to look at this as a blessing and not an annoyance. And I no longer saw myself as the victim. I said, you know what? No more victim. No more victims. No more problems. No more outcasts. I'm going to do this for me because, you know, if I'm going to do this for me, then I'm going to make sure that I do this for me, not for anybody else. I'm not going to follow. I'm going to be my own person. That means taking responsibility for who I am, thinking for myself, and that is being a true individual because I want to know who Miss Raina is. I want to know minus the spirit guide, minus the psychic medium, minus the oriental medicine, minus all these things, what is my identity? And my individuality and my identity was strength. And that is what I found out. And we're all power. We're all light. We're all power. But you cannot find it as long as you follow, as long as you continue to do that. So who wants to follow anyways, right? I know I don't. Who wants to be like everybody else? That's kind of boring. Who wants to allow others to think for themselves to think for them? I know I don't want anyone making my decisions. I want to know that the decisions that I make are mine. How unfulfilling is that? If people are always making the decisions, if people are always doing what if they're like, oh, well, we're going to do this and you're just going along for fun, it's boring and chaotic. As long as you deny yourself, people, you're always going to be unfulfilled. As long as you're the victim, there'll always be chaos. And this is repetitive in the show, but you must understand that on a soul level, being rejected by the world, being rejected by the world, that's only a mental thing. When you are finally an individual and you make your own world and you own it and you go out there and say, this is my world, it's a truly awesome thing. And that means that it gives you a chance. When you make your own world, it's going to give you a chance of being that individual. It's going to allow you to make your own path, and it's going to help you find true happiness. And you know what? I guarantee you, you are going to be a force to be reckoned with, because it just brings power. The only way we have a life of greatness is by understanding self through acceptance. All right, everybody, that is tonight's show. Again, I apologize for my little dog over there. He's running through my legs, going to knock over everything. But that's life. And I love her. She's a pain in the butt sometimes, but she's a good dog. And I don't know if there's going to be a show tomorrow. I have to be able to see, because I have some things going up, some events coming up next week. And I just don't know if I'm going to get around to it, but follow my social media, So if you want to follow us and you don't know where our social media is, it's facebook.com/ Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. That's all one word. You can follow me personally on facebook.com/ The Life of Raina. Visit our website, soulandspiritguide.com, and sign up for our newsletter to receive special events and hidden shows, VIP access to the website and different ideas. It's really, really good. And sometimes when we have special guests, they have special promotions, and the people who are signed up and on to that little VIP guest will get special gifts. And if you guys want to email me, if we do decide to keep your emails coming, I'll get back to them. And you know what? Another thing, you guys, I noticed that you guys often ask is, the social media numbers aren't that high. Yeah, I'm not a big social media person. I'm on there because I have to be. A lot of times I notice a lot of people look at the pages and stuff. We don't have a lot of numbers on there. But you know what? If you guys keep liking the pages, we'll get a lot of numbers. But again, my social media, I have people working on it for me, but I'm just not a big thing. So if you want to get a hold of me personally, send me an email. Social media is not always the best way to get a hold of me. Send me an email, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible, okay? All right, guys, have a wonderful evening, and always remember to believe in yourself, and it's not our abilities or our talents that make us who we are, but it is our choices. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.